Egbert came marching into the infirmary, where Cregor and Mira were drinking medicine beakers of cordial with Fwell and chuckling over some private joke. The young hedgehog saluted smartly and proceeded to make his report in hairstyle.
Ahem, sorry to intrude like this, Marms, but the jolly old door was open, so I tootled in, what?
Cregor turned a face to him.
Young Egbert, eh? Well, you can just tootle out again and get on with commanding the wall guard.
Egbert put on his sternest face, which was wasted on Cregor.
It's about the wall guard I've come, Mom. Confounded vermin are slinging stones over like spring rain. So I've ordered the guards to stand down and get themselves inside under cover. What?
Mira threw up a pause in dismay.
You've left the walls unguarded, Egbert. That's an exceed.
Her speech was cut short by the sound of breaking glass from downstairs. An extra long shot had obviously hit one of Great Hall's large stained glass windows. Mira bounded for the door, calling back.
Stay there. I'll see what's going on down below.
Cregor shuffled after her.
You two stay here. I'm going down too.
Fwell tried to hoist herself out of bed, but Egbert shoved her firmly back and gave her his commander's glare.
You're not even walking wounded, miss. Best stay put. I'll send Broggle up to sit with you.
Sister Alconet appeared in the doorway.
You certainly will not. I'll say who comes and goes here.
Egbert bowed his head and threw six swift salutes.
Mr. Sam. Sister. Mom, I'll just tootle off, what?
Alconet stood paws akimbo, blocking his way.
Why are you talking in that silly manner? You're not a hare.
Egbert kept saluting and trying to squirm by the sister.
Only temporarily, Mom. Sort of hare hog, or a hedge hare, you may say.
The severe sister placed a paw against Egbert's snout.
Dry and quite hot. Probably with dashing up and down those wall stairs all the time. A good physic should cure that.
Nimbalo came awake suddenly. He lay in the ditch unmoving, his eyes riveted on the battle axe that stood leaning against the ditch side, next to Dagrab. She turned and saw him.
The mouse has come round. Look, he's awake.
Falak drew back the shaft upon his bowstring and leaned forward. The arrow point was less than a paw's length from Nimbalo's face.
Move just a whisker and you're dead, mouse. I couldn't miss from here, even I wanted to. Ifara, tie him up.
As Ifara bound Nimbalo's paws behind him, the harvest mouse's eyes shifted from the battle axe to Dagrab. His voice was calm but deadly cold as he addressed the rat.
Is that your axe?
Dagrab fitted another stone to a sling.
Aye, 'tis. Do you like it, Mousy, eh?